Shalom Aleichem for Parshios Tazriah Metzorah, double Parsha Tazriah Metzorah, dealing with similar themes of the Metzorah. We're a Mirtz Hashem going to have five Divrei Torah. The first couple of them are actually more generic and broad that will apply to both of the Parshios, a lot of the substance in the Parshios, but we'll peg it on a specific Pasuk. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel says, Nega Tzaras, who talking about Tzaras? So Rav Yisrael Salanter asks the following question. We have Tazriah, we have Metzorah talking all about Tzaras. Tzaras is a physical manifestation of a spiritual disease that comes primarily when somebody speaks Lashon Hara. And his question is, why do we have this Parsha, Tazriah, Metzorah, right after Parsha Shmini, which discusses ma'acholos asuros, tray foods, don't put those into your mouth. So why do we have the smichus parshios? Why do we have the parsha shmini at the end talking about tray foods, and it comes right before and right after it comes Parshas Tazriah? So he answers as follows, that people are very prone to be very careful about what foods they put in their mouth. They're very careful to not eat treif. They check the hashkachas, and that's a wonderful thing, but they are not careful about what comes out of their mouth. So they're careful about what goes into the mouth, but not what comes out of the mouth. And the Torah is coming to teach us by putting these two parshias together that just as it's significant, it's critical to be very careful what you put in your mouth, because eating treif can have a very negative impact on somebody's ruchnias, so too what comes out of somebody's mouth also has a very significant impact on that individual who's speaking Lashon Hara, who's speaking words, saying words that should not be said, that has a very terrible impact as well. So that's why we have them back to back. They are both things we have to be careful about. The first one is something that is Ben Adam Lamakom, that's a tray food, not eating tray food, and the second is primarily Ben Adam L'Chavero, and we have to be careful about not only what we put in our mouth, but also what we let come out of our mouth. Dvar Torah number two, continuing this concept of Tzaras. So Tzaras is a message to somebody who does something wrong. It's a message to Kadosh Baruch Hu, effectively is punishing the individual, and not only for Lashon Hara, but for other sins as well. And the Rebbe Bonim HaMshischa says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, it's actually the fourth Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. I'm going to read it in the English. Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Moshech Limshoch is to draw something. Acharecha, after you, I will run. Narutz, we will run. So the English gives a lot more detail on what's going on here. Those three words in Hebrew turn out to be a number of words in English. Upon receiving, upon perceiving a mere hint that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished to draw me near. So we have a hint, a remez, a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us a message that he wants to draw us close to him. That's Moshcheni. When we get that premonition, that perception, that hint, Na Acharecha Narutza, we rushed with perfect faith after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the wilderness. So talking about in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wanted to draw us near, and we ran after you. So the concept here is when Moshcheni, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires us, we will indeed reciprocate. We will run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe from Pshischa says, if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, and this is going to sound like it doesn't relate, but we'll relate it shortly, when somebody wants to acquire an animal. So to purchase an animal, under strict halacha, paying money doesn't close the deal. You actually have to make a kinyan. A kinyan is a formal acquisition. And the formal acquisition is going to depend on what type of asset is being purchased. And when it comes to a bal chai, when buying an animal, it's via mishicha. Mishicha limshoch, to draw it, to draw something towards you, literally. But truth be told, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that there are two forms of mishicha in order to seal the deal, to have the formal kinyan necessary to make the deal to make the deal into a formal deal, and to make it a closed deal, a closed formal transaction. And the two go as follows, kore lavihi ba'a. Number one is, if you call the animal and it comes to you, that is a form of mishicha, that you are drawing that animal towards yourself. And the second one, especially if number one doesn't work, is when you give it a zetz, hikisha b'makel, you give it a little slap, or a big slap with a makel, with a a rod, v'hi ratza lefanav, and it runs in front of you. So that's a form of mishicha as well. What you're doing is you're calling it to you, or you're having it move the second way. The first one is obviously much more loving. You call it to you, it comes to you. The second one, you give it a zetz, and it runs, and it's as a result of your effort. So that is going to close the deal. That is a mishicha. Now, the same thing applies, says Rebbe Bonamip Shischa, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to call us, when he wants to bring us closer to him. There are two ways that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. And one of them is that he gives us a zetz. This is the second form, that he causes us to have sorrow and pain. And effectively, that's giving us the hit with the stick. And the other form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu drawing us near is when he wants to, he calls us in a loving way, he calls us and he wants to inspire us to do tshuva. So those are the same two ways, acquiring an animal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring us closer, either through the stick or through, we could call it the carrot or the stick, but wants to inspire us. So sometimes it has to come through the stick, and sometimes it's simply calling us, and that will inspire us. And accordingly, we're going to get back to our pasuk that says, Moshcheini acharecha nerutza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should bring us close, this meshicha that you do to us to acquire us, acharecha nerutza. We would like it to be via the calling us. Korela v'hi ba'a. That's the first form of being, of acquiring an animal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling us, the Meshicha, when you call us and to bring us closer to you, our desire is that it should be Korela Vihiba, that when you call that animal, the parallel is calling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu call us, we want to be inspired, we want to come close to you, and it should not be through the second form of giving a zetz, giving a hit with a stick, with a staff, that is causing somebody yisurim, causing somebody pain, and we want to avoid that, the hitting with the stick, and definitely prefer the first form of korela v'hiba, call us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will come. And that's the message here. We're talking all about tazria mitzora, tzoras, that when somebody needs a message and didn't get the message, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send tzoras, has to send the physical manifestation of a spiritual, it's a punishment. Tzoras is getting getting the quote-unquote leprosy. It's not a typical leprosy, but tzoras, that is a form of punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second form. That's hitting with the stick because the person wasn't paying attention. And our request is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to pay attention, Moshcheini, and whenever you can send us a hint, ideally it would be through Moshcheini Acharech Hanru. So we will respond. We will respond. Hopefully we will be aware, alert, and respond when you call us. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. I really love this Dvar Torah. When somebody has a possible tzaras, he actually has to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen is going to decide, is this tzaras or not? Is this halachic tzaras or not? And if so, the person is tameh. If not, the person is not tameh. So we are now on Perek Yudalit Pasukimba Vuhuval HaKohen. The person is brought to the Kohen. So when somebody speaks Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara comes out of a result of not understanding the power of speech, because speech is very powerful. But we have an individual, he's simply saying, I only said something, but I didn't do anything to him. You know, that when we were kids growing up, people would say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. We're saying otherwise, that the power of the speech, the power of the spoken word is really could be very detrimental when somebody speaks negatively about somebody. And this is the person who speaks Lashon Hara, doesn't really appreciate the power of the speech and how really detrimental and hurtful it can be. So in fact, it's Me'ora Kitrug, it prosecutes not only the person who is spoken about, but the person who is speaking. And people don't appreciate that if they're speaking Lashon Hara. In fact, the Medrash tells us that Shalot Tomar Hareini Holech, somebody shouldn't say, I'm going to go and speak Lashon Hara. Nobody is going to know. No one's going to hear, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hevi Yodeyu Shino Shani Sholech Malach. I'm going to send a Malach. I'm going to send an angel. And he's going to stand by you and record everything you say about somebody else. So it is recorded, it is known. And the concept here, when it comes to sending to the Kohen, we're teaching a message. This person who spoke Lashon Hara, he has to understand the significance of speech. And the way it works is as follows. He's going to go to the Kohen, and it's only one word. The one word that the Kohen is going to say is going to determine his destiny. Is this person tamei? When the Kohen looks at the tzoras that the person has, and he has to decide whether it's halachically real tzaras or not, the Kohen is going to say tameh or not. He's going to say tameh or tahor. And even though everyone can see that this is real tzaras on that individual, this is halachic tzaras, until the Kohen says tameh, that the person is impure, the person is not impure. And until the Kohen says tahor, if everyone can see, everyone, it's obvious that this is not halachic tzaras. The person is tahor, he's not going to be, it doesn't have tzaras. But until the Kohen says tahor, that person is not tahor. We see here the power of one word. And that's the message to this individual. You spoke Lashon Hara, you're going to have to go to the Kohen, and he's going to decide. And how he's going to decide? With the spoken word. And it's going to be one word, and he's going to determine your destiny. And the message to this individual, you spoke Lashon Hara, is to see the power of speech. The power of speech will determine your destiny, and you have to be careful about what you say, because you were the person who spoke Lashon Hara, didn't appreciate the power of speech, and now you're going to learn and appreciate the power of speech. Number four, a follow-up on that concept, there's a pasuk in Amos that says as follows, it's Amos, Perek Dalet, pasuk Yigimo, ki hine yotzer harim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of mountains, ubore ruach, and he's also the creator of wind. So mountains and wind, and at the end it says, umagid la'adam asicho, he tells people what their speech is. So on this, the Gemara in Chagiga says, afilu sicha kala, Chazal tell us that even the gossip that a person says between he and his wife, he is told that speech, that gossip, at the time when he passes away, when he is judged. Bishas Adin, very powerful statement here. Everything that we say that we shouldn't be saying, the gossip, is going to be recorded. So the question on this pasuk is as follows. What is the connection between the first part of the pasuk that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mountains and also wind, and he will tell us what our speech is. So it goes as follows. Alul adam lomar lenafsho. Somebody could very easily say to himself, Mamash mos ve'erach yachol yabdomila. What's the big deal? A word has nothing tangible. It's totally intangible. So what's the big deal about talking about somebody? There's nothing to it. It's not taking somebody's item. It's not hitting somebody. It's not stealing from somebody. But you should know, look at this pasuk, and this pasuk is going to teach us a very important lesson. You think that something that is intangible doesn't have power. The pasuk says, "Kine yotzer harim." The biggest, most tangible thing that we can see on earth is huge mountains. Also other items as well, huge sequoia trees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those. "Kine yotzer harim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of mountains. But you should know, and you're going to think that only something that's tangible has power. He also created wind, ubore ruach. And you should know that the wind can destroy, the wind that has nothing tangible, it's intangible, you can't even see it, it can destroy the things that have the most material, they look the most powerful. That wind, that tornado, that hurricane can come around. It's intangible, you can't see it, the wind itself. And it can come and take out the most tangible things. It can rip out the greatest trees. It can take down the greatest of mountains and change their format. So, hine yotzer harim uborei ruach. What's stronger? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created ruach as well. And the ruach, the wind, is stronger than the mountains. And accordingly, now we can understand the rest of the pasuk, magid la'adam. And this in of itself, when we understand this lesson that the intangible, the wind can destroy the mountains and everything else tangible, this teaches us masicho, the power of our speech, that you may think that the speech is intangible, but it's so powerful and it is so significant, it can be so destructive. Or on the other hand, it can be so positive, optimistic, build people, giving compliments. That is the power of speech. And now we're moving forward to number five, very short, for our Torah to complete, Ve'emid HaKohen, we're in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudalev, Ve'emid HaKohen HaMetaher, Es HaIsh HaMetaher, so we bring, as part of the purification process of somebody who had Tzaras, we bring him into a certain part of the base of Mikdash, and he stands at the Pesach Ohel Moed, that's called the Shar Nikon, or Rashi, he says a certain part inside of the base of Mikdash. And the question here is, we have somebody who has not completed his purification process. He's still quasi-tamei, and he's going in further to the base of Mikdash than we allow anyone else who is tamei or in a process of becoming tahor, coming in their purification process. So why does this person who said Sarah, who said Lashon Hara, who had Saras, he can go further in to the parts of the base of Mikdash than anyone else who was also in a process of becoming tahor? And the reason is as follows. It's because this is an individual who is becoming a Baal Tshuva. He is a Baal Tshuva. He has learned the lesson. His taras is cleaned up. He's going to be careful about his speech. And accordingly, we want to facilitate that process. This is a person who is learning, who has learned, who is going to continue to grow and improve. And because of that, we want to show him you're let back in, not fully yet, not to the full base of Mikdash, but further than other people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very soft spot for those people who are in the process of being Chozer B'Tshuva and improving their Midos. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.